Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Ushering us into a new Neon Jazz show is Charlie Mingus doing Gunslinging Bird on the 1996 disc This Is Jazz. Mingus's compositions retained the hot and soulful feel of hard bop and drew heavily from black gospel music, while sometimes drawing on elements of third steam, free jazz, and classical music. Yet Mingus avoided categorization, forging his own brand of music that fused tradition with unique and unexplored realms of jazz. Mingus had a fearsome temperament, which earned him the nickname the Angry Man of Jazz. His refusal to compromise his musical integrity led to many on-stage eruptions. yet another colorful jazz character etching a rich tapestry of story. Buckle up. We're going into the depths of some quality jazz music again. Thanks for joining me. This is Joe Domino, your radio host, taking you on a drive into the music. Coming to you from the hometown where jazz grew up, Kansas City, Missouri. Sending you a nice cross-cut of new jazz and old standards. Musicians like Chick Corea, Duke Jordan, and Horace Silver. Let's start the show with a crop of young kids aiming for a long jazz career. Here's the Grandview High School Jazz Band on a live 2008 lick. That swinging little tune was Jackie McLean on the 1956 track, Why I Was Born. Born in New York City, McLean was an alto saxophonist, composer, bandleader, and educator. McLean was the only American jazz musician to found a department of studies at a university and a community-based organization almost simultaneously. Each has existed for over three decades. One critic noted, a true cry from the heart, piercing and ragged, McLean's tone has always been his strong point. I'd second that notion. Let's ramp it up a bit here on Neon Jazz as we listen to the 1965 tune Strange by Chico Hamilton. Track that was. That was the always cool Chick Corea wrapping up our 1960s segment with his song Matrix from 1968. Armando Anthony Chick Corea is a pianist, keyboardist, and composer. Many of his compositions are considered jazz standards. As a member of Miles Davis's band in the 1960s, he participated in the birth of the electric jazz fusion movement. Corea has continued to pursue other collaborations and to explore various musical styles throughout the 80s and 90s. I actually caught Chick back in the late 90s performing with the Kansas City Symphony. Throughout the concert, he would extend his piano solos to the point where the conductor would stop waving her stick and let the crowd laugh and cheer as he took over the show in his own way. Let's get a little Ella Fitzgerald in our neon jazz diet here. Here's the First Lady of Song with the 1938 hit, A Tisket, A Tasket.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it Yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. A tasket, I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be.
So do we, so do we, so do we, so do we, so do we.
Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see.
Oh,
why was I so careless with that basket of mine? That itty bitty basket was the joy of mine. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
Thank you.
That was Herbie Nichols on the piano rich 1956 song, The Gig. During Herbie's lifetime, he was very obscure, but is now highly regarded by many musicians and critics. So the other day, my 13-year-old son, Zen, asked me what jazz was, and I had to weave together a metaphor for him. I said that during the course of your day, you have things you simply have to do. You wake up, have breakfast, go to work or school, talk to family and friends, have lunch, come home, listen to the radio, watch TV, eat dinner, go to bed, and so on. In between all of these daily activities, thousands of thoughts go through one's head. The distinctions and in-betweens of all the major action, I explained to him, are what jazz is. It's straightforward, but there are so many subtleties that it becomes magical. With this, he nodded his head and thought, I think he may just have gotten it. Up next, let's weave together some dreamy thoughts with Cal Jader's 1964 song, Somewhere in the Night. That was Irving Sidney Duke Jordan with the 1961 song Flight to Jordan. Duke was an imaginative and gifted pianist, along with being a regular member of Charlie Parker's so-called classic quintet from 1947 to 1948, featuring Miles Davis. He had a long solo career from the mid-50s onward. From 1978 to his passing in 2006, he was a resident of Copenhagen, Denmark, having begun recording an extensive sequence of albums for the Steeplechase label. Let's get a little funky here on Neon Jazz with Charles Earlin doing the Mighty Burner circa 1969.
Thank you.
Bringing us out of yet another block of 1960s jazz was Horace Silver with the 1964 cut, Sanctimonious Sam. Born Horace Ward Martin Tavares Silva, he is both a pianist and composer known for his distinctive humorous and funky playing style, along with his pioneering compositional contributions to hard bop. He was influenced by a wide range of musical styles, most notably gospel music, African music, and Latin American music. How about another jazz diva today? You got it. Here's Carmen McRae with the 1950s track, How Little We Know.
How little we know, how much to discover, what chemical forces flow from lover to lover. How little we understand what touches off a tingle, that sudden explosion when two tingles intermingle. Who cares to define what chemistry this is? Who cares with your lips on mine how ignorant bliss is? So long as you kiss me and the world around us shatters, how little it matters, how little we know. Cares with your lips on mine how ignorant bliss is. So long as you kiss me and the world around us shatters, how little it matters, how little we know, how little we know, how little we know.
Again, that was Carmen McRae on a 2003 Verve reissue, How Little We Know. Again, this is Joe Domino, your radio host. Thanks for joining us for a slice of jazz today. If you have any thoughts or observations, you can always contact us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. Taking us out of this session of Neon Jazz is the warm analog sound of Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with the 1940 song, Now I Lay Me Down to Dream. As always, enjoy the music, my friends.
Now I lay me down to dream of you. I've spent another day, a lonely day, it's true. Now I lay me down to dream of you. In just a moment, dear, I'll dream and you'll be near. My endless nights are so lonesome. My endless memories remain. And every dawn I awaken, hearing your name, but all in vain. So I lay me down to dream of you. close my eyes, I'll pray this dream comes true. Nights are so lonesome, my endless memories remain, and every dawn I awaken hearing your name, but all in vain. So I lay me down to dream of you, and as I close my eyes, I'll pray this dream comes true.